SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Makakasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang Managing Director ng My Travel Solutions at isang masiglang dance teacher. We have Chris Centeno. Magandang umaga si Chris.
Napakagandang umaga po sa inyo at sa ating mga tigapakinig. Maraming salamat for having me.
Maraming salamat din sa iyong oras. Chris, kumusta ang iyong Pasko at bagong taon?
Same usual, typical Filipino tradition. Family first. Dapat pamilyang pag-i-spend natin ng karamihang oras natin. Masaya. Malungkot in a way dahil of course hindi buong pamilya yung iba na sa Philippines. Pero on my side, you know, it's a good advantage na nandito na rin yung majority ng family ko. So happy pa rin, of course.
Isa sa mga kinahihiligan mo, Chris, ay ang pagsayaw. Kailan mo nagsimula yung hobby mo in dancing?
Nag-umpisa ako sa dancing since 1995 sa Philippines. And been doing it now ever since.
And it was really helpful in terms of health and, you know, socializing with people?
I have proven it very, very effective, ultimately very beneficial in terms of health, physical, and even mental, actually, you know. I've been doing a full-time work at the same time, and after work, and I do my ballroom classes, and I have proven na ang pagod sa sayaw is totally different sa pagod sa trabaho. You know, it's a way of releasing stress. It's a different way of releasing stress, and at the same time, you know, you're joined by different people, different community, but majority are Filipinos, of course, and I find it a lot relieving and very, very helpful and very essential in so many ways.
Mm. You have a big group. May malaki kang grupo ng mga Filipino dancers. So, hinihikayat mo talaga or ini-encourage mo yung community dancing?
Ini-encourage ko talaga ang dancing other than, of course, you know, the health benefit that you get out of it. It's a way of socializing and meeting a lot of people. And that's very, very advantageous at the same time too. Dahil, you know, you come across different people, different culture, different beliefs, different, you know, types of individuals. And, you know, just by mainly socializing with this sort of, people, you know, you learn a lot at the same time other than dancing.
You're leading the group.
I am leading the group. That is correct.
Oh, so what are the usual dance that you teach your group?
Yeah, from all sorts of ballroom, from Latin to traditional ballroom. So we do, on the Latin side, we do samba, cha-cha, salsa, tango, and so on and so forth. And, swing, mambo. So pretty much mostly and mainly yung mga ballroom dancing.
How do you make it fun? You know, ma-engage talaga yung buong community and the people around the group.
I would say I'm very lucky that I am able to, pull out, you know, people to get engaged. And I think, you know, it's a God-given gift, and thank God that I have that talent. And mainly, you know, you have to get them involved. You never discourage them if they're not getting steps. You always have to encourage them. All you have to tell them is, you know, things doesn't happen overnight, and, you know, and that motivates them more.
This group that you have, Chris, do you also perform in events in the community?
We used to participate a lot, like, you know, do performances and all that. But then again, for me as a teacher now, I've seen that it's actually best if we get the people, the public involved instead of us doing it ourselves. So in the course of us, the group I'm speaking to, doing, you know, what we do, you know, we make sure that we ask, you know, the guest to participate with us and get engaged. In that sense, it's more direct enjoyment, so to speak. So other than us enjoying what we're doing, we're making sure that wherever we are, the people are also enjoying, you know, our presence, at the same time getting them involved.
Not only dancing, but there are values to learn as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I mean, dancing takes a lot of passion, takes a lot of values, takes a lot of, character. Dahil kung hindi mo na po possession, some people tend to have and think that, you know, they're unable to, pero no, you will not literally know The fact that, you know, dancing actually does exist in you until you try.
Some people are too shy to try it.
Yep, it is inevitable. But then again, you know, what I keep on telling people, just do it, you know, and then from there, move on. But then, as I said, you know, I mean, things doesn't happen overnight. If you don't get certain steps, then, you know, just keep on doing it. You keep on pursuing until you get it right.
Mm. In your experience, Chris, as a dance teacher, was there a kumbaga someone that you've seen na nag-change because of dancing?
I've seen a lot. You know, I've been doing it here in Australia since 1998, and so far the feedback that I've been getting, you know, people, for example, from the southeastern suburbs, they did have like medical conditions before, and you know, it was sort of beneficial for them, like people with diabetes and hypertension alike. It did change their lifestyle. In a sense, I think it's a personal taste basis, but then how did that affect them or in certain effect, I don't exactly know. But what I know is that the fact that they're happy with what they're doing and it was very positively beneficial for them.
Daghang salamat.
Maraming salamat po.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.